Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says, Hirchik es hasichuch min adfanis shlosh etfachim psula. If he was marchik the schach from the defanis, which means that the width of the schach does not reach the defanis fully, Shloisha tvachim, it's not within three tvachim, then it's psula. Rashi says the reason is because avir poisel b'shloisha afilu minatzad. Avir is something that passels with shloisha tvachim even from the side. Although, legabi schach pasul, we will see that there is a difference of opinion as to whether it passels the same shir minatzad as it does be'emtza, but avir passels even minatzad three tvachim. Rashi proves from this din, the Mishnah, what the gather of the din doifen akuma is. We know the rest of the Mishnah is built on the principle called doifen akuma, that when you have schach pasul on the side, then you have up to four amas. And in Rashi you see that there are essentially two options how to learn that din of doifen akuma. One is that the halacha l'mishnah b'Sinai tells us that when schach pasul is on the side of the sukkah, we view that schach pasul as if it's a chelik of the doifen. So doifen akuma means that we look at the doifen as if it's crooked. In what way is it crooked? Part of it is the vertical doifen, the real doifen, and the other part, the crooked part, is the schach pasul. The schach pasul becomes a chelik of my doifen. The other way to look at doifen akuma is that the doifen itself is seen ki'ilu, it was akum, it was slanted and went underneath the schach pasul and reached the schach by itself. And Rashi claims that it has to be the first way, not the second way. Because if we say that the way the doifen akuma works is ki'ilu, the doifen automatically goes underneath the schach pasul, and the schach pasul is not considered part of my doifen, then why wouldn't you say the same thing legabe avir? By avir, you should say the same thing. You should say that we look at the doifen as if it skips the avir and reaches the schach, and that way the schach is up against the defanis. The defanis are magias the schach. However, there is the shita of the Ritva, b'shem Rabbeinu Avram, and the Meiri brings down b'shem Yesh Mefarshim, that the way to look at Doifen Akuma is the second way that we mentioned, that the Defanis actually do skip the Schach Pasul, and when we say Akuma, it means that they are as if they are slanted, and they reach the Schach on their own. As far as Rashi's Kasha from Avir, they're not bothered by that question because they hold that that's the way the Halacha Moshim Sinai was said. The Halacha Moshim Sinai was told to us only Legabe Schach Pasul, and it could be because Avir is considered a total Hefzik, and since it's a Hefzik with Shloshet Tvachim, we look at this wool as if it's Bechlal, not Shayach to the Sukkah. It's considered in a different place. There's Avir being Mafzik in between, so it looks like the wool has got nothing to do with this Sukkah. Now, there are various nafkaminas lahalacha between these two ways of looking at doifen akuma. One nafkamina is mentioned by the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Chafei, the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, in Ois Tes. He discusses the fact that we know that a sukkah gezula is pasul. Minchas Chinuch brings down over there from the Prima Gadim, in Simen Tafresh Lamed Zayin, that not only is this din of sukkah gezula true legabe the schach, it is even true legabe defanis. Defanis hasukkah that are gezulois is pasul mishum mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Says the Prima Gadim, therefore, if part of your schach pasul at the edge of the sukkah would be gezula, it would also be pasul because a cheluk of your doifin is gezula. And therefore, it's pasul mishum mitzvah ba'aveira. Says Mechas Chinuch, that depends. If you learn like Rashi, that doifen akuma means that we view the schach pasul that's at the edge as being part of my doifen, then ein chanami. It's considered a sukkah gezula because that schach pasul on top is gezula and it would pass on my sukkah. However, if you look at it the way that the Rabbeinu Avram and the Yesh Mefarshim and the Meiri say, that doifen akuma means that the wall is considered like it's slanted and it reaches the schach on its own, ignoring the schach pasul at the edge, then the schach pasul does not make up part of my sukkah and wouldn't pasul at midin sukkah gezula. And the same nafkamina would be true if you would have part of your schach pasul at the edge was made up of atzei asherah. And the Beis Meir in Siman Tafresh Lamed Beis Sif Aleph is medayik in the Torah that he also learns like this Rabbeinu Avram and the Yesh Mefarshim Meiri that the din of doifen akuma is that it's if the wall is slanted and not that the schach posel becomes a part of my wall. And the Beis Meir mentions another nafkamina between the two pshatim, and he shows that the tour is l'shitasai because of the way he learns in this nafkamina. And that is as follows. The Ran over here makes a statement that although we say doifen akuma when the schach posel at the edge of the schach, however, if let's say the defanis in their height are not magias l'schach, we have to resort to the rule of good asik to say that it's as if the defanis extend themselves upwards, then we do not employ the principle of doifen akuma. One way to understand that, and that's what the Stipler seems to understand, is that since you're using imaginary walls, it's impossible to view the schach posel as being a hemshich of the wall, because there's really a big space in between the wall and the schach posel. So when the schach posel and the wall are up against each other, then you can look at it like one crooked wall. But since in this case, the wall is only created through a good asik, it's an imaginary wall, it's a halachic wall, so you cannot view it as being a crooked wall. That's the way the Stipler seems to learn. Reb Kiva Eiger in the Madura Kama, Simon Yud Beis, seems to learn a little bit differently. He understands that there's a problem with being mitzarif two halachal mashm sinais together. Whenever you have two halachal mashm sinais that are dependent on each other to be machshir something, then you don't use two halachas together. So this is the sheet of the Ran, that the only time that you say doifen akuma is when my wall reaches the schach. It has to go all the way up to the schach posel, and then you say doifen akuma. The Tur, on the other hand, says that it's kosher in such a case. Says the Beis Meir, the Tur is l'shitase. Since the Tur understands that the gedder of doifen akuma is not that you look at the schach posel as being a hemshach of my wall, it's not a crooked wall based on the schach posel, that we view the schach posel as being a cheluk of the wall. Rather, we look at the wall as skipping the schach posel. It goes underneath the wall, tilts itself, and goes to the schach posel. So it makes no difference that the defanis are not magias the schach, because I don't have to see the schach posel as being a hemshich of that wall. I could just allow it to extend itself straight upwards, tilt it towards the schach, instead of using the schach posel as being a chelik of the wall. Now, according to the Stipler, this is very understandable because, like we said, his whole reason for the din of the Ran is because you cannot see a schach posel as being a hemshach of my wall if it's only an imaginary wall. And over here, I don't need to see it as a hemshach of the wall because that's not the way that the Torah understands it. Even according to Rabbi Kveger, who says that you can't be mitzarif two halachah l'mashim sinais, nevertheless, that's only true when you have to say the two halachah l'mashim sinais consecutively, meaning that after you're capable of seeing the walls extending upward, now you see there's something up against the schach posel, and you could employ the other halachah l'mashim sinai of doifen akuma to go after the halachah l'mashim sinai of good asik. Masha enkein, if you do not have to wait until one halachah l'mashim sinai is enacted in order to employ the next halachah l'mashim sinai, rather, they both could be employed simultaneously, then you don't have a problem with saying two halachah l'mashim sinais. And that's what we're going to do over here. We say that the doifen goes upward. The way that it goes upward through the principle of doifen akuma is in a slanted manner. So it comes out that we have two ways of viewing doifen akuma. Rashi understands that the schach posel is a chelik of my wall, the Rabbeinu Avram, the Yesh Mefarshim, the Meiri, and the Tur understand that it is skipping the schach posel and tilts itself underneath the schach posel, and that's doifen akuma, the nafkaminis, sukkah gzula, and atzeh shera, in addition to the question as to whether you have the fanas that are not magias l'schach, do we say doifen akuma? Now, before we go on, it's worth mentioning one more nafkamina, a possible nafkamina, and that is as follows. We already discussed in Daf Tev Zayin that there is a halacha that you're not supposed to put the schach before the defanis. We even mentioned the possible sul b'dieved, that if a person put the schach before the defanis, then it's possible, perhaps because of tasman lovloy mino asu, it's learned that from choytet begodish. Now, what happens if a person were to put schach on top of his sukkah, and the schach was not yet magia all the way till the defanis, so you don't have enough schach to fill up the entire space of the roof. And this person put his defanis there before the schach. However, right now, what he wants to do in order to kasher his sukkah, he wants to take schach posel and put it on the edges of the sukkah so that it can be machshir his sukkah midin doifen akuma. Now, If the din of doifen akuma is the way that Rashi understands, then there's going to be a problem. Because what the person did was he created part of his defanis after he already put his schach there. Because the schach puzzle that's there on the edges has a din of defanis. However, if you learn, like the other shitas, that the din doifen akuma is a halacha, that the wall tilts itself underneath the schach puzzle and reaches the schach, then it's possible that this wouldn't be a problem. Just like when a person puts schach and he adds more schach to get the schach closer to the defanis, there's not a problem. So too, if after he puts the schach, he does a pa'ula to be makariv the defanis to the schach, there may not be a problem. Now the Mishnah cites three examples of the din of defen akuma. One is bayis shenifchas v'sichich al gabov. The second is chatzer shemukefes achsadra, and the third is a sukkah gedolah shekifu b'davar she'em esachachem boy. The Gemara makes a tzrichasa, the reason why we need all three cases. So the Gemara says, the yesh me'inam bayis shenifchas mishem dahani mechitzes lebayis avidon. We could have had half a minute to say that the only time you say doifen akuma is where the doifen is made for the area that you're being mesachach and you want to be ma'akim the doifen to, but in the case of chatzer mukefes achsadra, you're really using walls that were intended for the house itself. The houses that are makif, the chatzir, have outside walls. And those outside walls you're using to be part of your sukkah. There I would have had a half minute to say that you don't say doifen akuma. And the reason for this half a minute is very simple. Whether you look at doifen akuma the way that the Rabbeinu Avram and the Yesh Mefarshim Deir in the Torah learned, that it's a slanted wall, that the wall we consider as if it slants itself up until the schach kosher, or you say the way the Rashi learns, that we look at the schach puzzle as being a chelik of my wall. Either way, we have to imagine that the wall is shaped a certain way, and that imagination is much easier when the wall was constructed for the inside. Because like we see, Rashi says in Daf Dalet that it's the derech for walls to be not 100% straight. And since the wall was constructed for the inside, then it's easy for us to say, well, look at it as if it is ma'akim itself. However, if the wall is created for the inside, and we're trying to create a sukkah on the outside, it's harder for us to imagine that the wall is as if it is slanting outside. In fact, we can illustrate this point with a suffix that the Maimer Mordechai has in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Beis, Sifkat and Hey. His suffix is, what happens if a person has two sukkahs that are adjacent to each other, and they share a wall, and both of them have schach puzzle on the side. So the same wall is being asked to be seen as a doifen akuma, both legabe one sukkah and legabe the second sukkah. Because in order to be machshir either one of the two sukkahs, we have to see the wall as being nisakim, as being crooked and reaching the schach of each respective sukkah. So his suffix is, could you do that? And the suffix is a natural one, because you have to be able to see the wall as bending. Now, which way is it bending? Is it bending this way or that way? So similarly, we can understand this havamin, at least, of the Gemara, that since the nature of the wall that is created for the inside of a house is automatically seen as servicing the house, so to say that it also is being bent backwards is unnatural. So that srichus is not so difficult to understand. The problem is the next step in the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'iyash b'inan hani tarti, if we would have only said the case of bayis shenifchas and chatzah shemukefes achsadra, then I would say only in those cases do we say doifen akuma mishum deschachon schach kosher hu. The schach that you used is schach kosher. As Rashi explains, you didn't really use schach kosher. You used something, you used material that is kosher to be used. It's a min schach kosher, even though it is possible because tasvah lemin asui, but you're using something that the chomer, the material itself, is kosher for schach. Masha'en kain, in the case of you're using for your schach something that is schach puzzle. Say, I would say you wouldn't say doifen akuma. And the question is, why would I have thought, just because the schach is schach puzzle, that you do not have the right to say the din of doifen akuma? What's it got to do with being schach puzzle or schach that is material that's kosher? The reason why doifen akuma is said is nothing to do with it being schach kosher. It's assuming that it's schach puzzle, but we see it as a chelik of my wall, or you see that the wall skips it. So why would I require in this havamina dafka material which is kosher as schach? So perhaps we can offer to answer this question based on the idea that we mentioned earlier, lefi the shitas of the Rabbeinu Avram, the Meir B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, and the Tor, that the way that doifen akuma works is that the wool is seen as if it's tilted underneath the schach puzzle to reach the schach kosher. We asked, why then don't we say it by aver, which is Rashi's kasha? And the answer, we explained, they say that the avir makes the wool be not related to the sukkah. It's considered like it's not shayach to the sukkah b'chlal. Because there's enough of a separation of avir between the schach kosher and the sukkah that we see them as being unrelated to each other. So you see that there is really a two-step process in order to say doifen akuma. First, we have to see that this doifen relates to the schach. After seeing that it relates to the schach, then we have the ability to apply the rule called doifen akuma to consider it as if it's slanted. So if you have a substance that is really kosher schach, we could see that substance as being a hemshich of your schach. It happens to be that it's not kosher to sit underneath it, but it is a continuation of your schach, such that when we look at the wool, we see it as being related to the makam that the schach is covering, because the entire ceiling is seen as one. Masha'enkin, if you're a makif with a davar she'ein mesachachim boy, now we look at it almost the same way as we would look at avir. Because in between your wall and the schach kosher is something that has nothing to do with schach. Now here's the lashon of the Ritva. He really asks, what is the pshat in this trichusa? Why should schach kosher be different than schach pasul? And he says as follows, v'nirli d'hachi ka'amar. The dilma have a salka daitan. Maybe we would have a half minute to say the schach pasul loy gemiri be doifin akuma. That schach pasul, we didn't learn that loch meshpsina doifin akuma de kivon. She'enoi mimin hasuka klal mafsik v'choytze tuma oid. Since it's not mimin hasuka, so it is mafsik and it's choytzitz very much. Avuk shach schach schach kosher hu elo shenase l'shem dira the min b'minayu ena choytzitz kol kach. If it's schach kosher, it's from the same min. It's not choytzitz roy lach shiari de doifen akuma. And I think that he means the svara that we just said, that it's easier to say doifen akuma if you have a wall that you know relates to the sukkah, and in order for it to relate to the sukkah, you have to have less being mafsik between the schach and your wall. There's an interesting kasha asked by the Sfas Emes and the Aruch Liner. Why is it that we limit the din of doifen akuma to four amis and no more? We should say that if, let's say, you have four amis and less than four tfachim, it should also be kosher, because the four amis could be seen as doifen akuma as long as it's slightly less than four amis. And then after the doifen akuma, you should be able to look at the schach pasul and say it doesn't have the shear to pasul. Schach pasul has a shear. It's pasul bidalit tfachim. So they explain that you can't say such a thing, and that is because within one ceiling, we don't have the right to be mechalik just because that's the way our imagination wants to look at something. Because what gives you a right to be mechalik and say that up until this point, it's considered part of the doifen, and further than this point, it's considered schach pasul? Mechatesi, maybe we should say the other way. Maybe it should be more. It should be more schach pasul. Or maybe it should be a larger doifen, and then you can't say doifen akuma. Since it's possible to see things in various ways, we don't do it unless it's muchrich. And when you have less than four amas, then it's muchrich, because the halacha mishmisina says that you're allowed to look at it as part of the doifen. The Rishash also asked this kasha. This Rishash is not over here. It's on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And he gives two terutzim. He says, number one, V'yeshloimer, D'kemoy d'loy aminan d'ofen akuma v'lovet ka'adadi. Just like you don't say d'ofen akuma and love it together. Which means that if, let's say, your wall is removed less than three tfachim from the schach pasul, we don't say a tziruf of d'ofen akuma and love it. Which in and of itself is debatable. If you take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Tuf Reish Lamed Beis and Sivkat and Dalid, he has a whole discussion about when the defanis are not magias l'schach. Do we say good asik and then doifen akuma? And he brings two dais as to whether we do those two halachas. He finishes off. He says ve'efsher heichad min adefanis ad aschach hu pachis mishloish tfachim l'kuli alma yesh lahakel darminan loved ve'doifen akuma. So he says that even those shitas that hold you don't say good asik and doifen akuma, but when it's a question of love it together with doifen akuma, you do say it. And he's referring to the sheet of the Prima Godim and the Bikuri Yaakov, both in that simit. But the Rishash is obviously assuming that you don't say both rules together. You will not say Lavud and Doifen Akuma at the same time. So he says, just like you don't say Lavud and Doifen Akuma, you also won't say Doifen Akuma together with the Kula of Schach Pasul being Paisel with less than Dal Tvachim. And the truth is, that's a strange comparison, because the fact that you don't say Lavud and Doifen Akuma would seem to be because of the rule that we already mentioned from Kveger and from others, that you don't say two halachas. Two halachas, you don't say. But when you are talking about using different akuma and then the din, that tzchach pasul needs to be for tfachim, it's not that you're applying two halach l'mishma sinai. There's one halach l'mishma sinai special trick called defen akuma. After the din of defen akuma, now your wall is finished. Your wall is considered a crooked wall and now it's up against the tzchach. The beginning of your tzchach is tzchach pasul. There's a shear to tzchach pasul. It's not applying a new halach l'mishma sinai, a special trick, minimizing the size of something. It's a din that tzchach pasul is not pasul with less than four tfachim, because it's not a choshev enough amount of tzchach pasul. Perhaps the Rashash understands differently. The reason why you don't say Lovin and Doifin Akuma together is because it's too hard to imagine that your wall is really a crooked wall, because you have to rely both on the trick that we view the wall as being crooked, and second of all, you have to rely on the Lovin to pretend as if it reaches all the way to the Schach Puzzle, and that's difficult for us to imagine. So by the same token, he says that in order for us to imagine that your wall stops after almost four Amis are finished, and then from that point and on, the Schach Puzzle begins, it's difficult for us to imagine that. Continues the Rashash, he says, Vo'od Yeshloimer, another teretz. Kiven de'ikas Schach Puzzle biyachad yeser midalad amis, since there is Schach Puzzle altogether more than four amis, lo yamina doifen akuma klal, v'chiyan gavna timtze bereish perik dalad de kalayim. He says, the din of Doifen Akuma was only said by Pachas Midalad Amis. So it's mashmi, he means that that's how the Halach L'Moshe Tzino is given. That when you have Pachas Midalad Amis, Chach Pasul, then you say Doifen Akuma and not more. And he gives a mashal from the beginning of the fourth parak in Kelayim. Over there we learn that there's a din called Kiliya Kerem. You're not allowed to plant any tvua inside a kerem. That's Kelayim. However, there is a case in which it's mutter, and that is, one of the cases is karachas hakerem. Karachas hakerem means that there's a bald spot inside your kerem. Since in that place which is empty, there is no gefen growing, it's mutter to plant their tefuah because that's not considered like you're planting inside a kerem. Now, how big does the karachas hakerem have to be? Beis Hillel hold that the karachas hakerem has to be sheish esrei amma, 16 square ammas. Where do we get the number 16 amis from? So, as it's explained by the Rishonim over there, we need to subtract from both sides of the 16 amis, 4 amis. The 4 amis on one side are shayach to the kerem on its side, and the 4 amis on the other end of the karachas are shayach to the kerem on the other side. And that is because there is a rule called avodas hakerem. You need 4 amis in order to be able to bring the equipment to plow in the kerem, and therefore you leave 4 amis from the sides of your karachas as part of the kerem. Avodas hakerem makes it shayach to the kerem. Now, there are 8 amis remaining. Why do you need 8 amis to remain? The answer is because Arba Amis is seen as a Makam Choshev. And if you have anything less than 8 Amis in the middle of the Karachas, you don't have Arba Amis on each side. And Arba Amis is the sheer Makam Choshev, so we say that you have less than 4 Amis on each side, and they're Batal Legabe HaKerem. That means that those 4 Amis are already seen as being part of the Kerem. So then your entire karachas is shaykh to the kerem. So again, the way that the entire karachas is shaykh to the kerem when you have less than 16 amas is because you start off with 4 amas being seen as avodas hakerem. After the 4 amas being seen as avodas hakerem, we have to determine if there are 4 amas on each side, or shir makam chashiv, and then we could say that it has a din of its own place and it's not batal legabe hakerem. And the question is, why should we view it that way? We could very easily say that 4 amis are batal midin avodas hakerem on one side, another 4 amis are batal on the other side. As long as you have 4 amis that stand independently, chutz from those avodas hakerem spaces, then it should be considered like its own place. But we don't do that. We draw an imaginary line, and we say that up until the fact that you have 8 amis, we view it like you have pachas me'arba amis on each side. Al Karchach, that's the way the Halach L'Moshe Sinai was said. And even though it's possible to view it other ways, but the Halach L'Moshe Sinai said that if you don't have it this way, then this is the way we're going to look at it. The same thing over here. The way that Halach L'Moshe Sinai was given is that you say Doifen Akuma only when you have Pachas Bidalad Amis of Schach Puzzle. And even though it's possible to view it other ways, you could look at it like this Pachas Bidalad Amis part of your wall, and then Pachas Bidalad Tfachim part of your Schach. We don't do that. The Halach L'Moshe Sinai says that when you have Pachas Me'arba Amis, then we're willing to say Doifen Akuma and not if you have more. The Gemara says that Tzchach Pasul is Pasul Barba and Avir is Pasul B'Shloisha. The Gemara then asks from our Mishnah, and it's that you see that Tzchach Pasul Paisel Ba'arba Amis. The Gemara answers, this is because of Doifin Akumba. Then the Gemara asks, it was Rabba talking to the Rabbanan Debei Rav, that if you have Tzchach Pasul that's less than four Tfachim, and Avir that's less than three Tfachim, and the two of them are both there in the Sukkah, so it's Kasher, because neither one has the right shear. However, if you go now, Malye Bishpudin, you fill up the Avir that's less than three tfachim with pasul uschach, then it's all of a sudden psula. How could it be that Avir, which is more chamer, which is pasul b'shloisha, not be as bad as schach pasul, which is pasul barba? You see that over here, that when it's Avir, it's kasher, and when you put schach pasul there, it's pasul. Toisfis and Dibra Maschil Ilu make the following point. They say, even though it's mevor in the Gemara, that when you have schach pasul, which is less than arba tfachim, and avir, which is less than three tfachim, it's ksheira. That's because the two are not shavu bishiu raihu. They don't have the same shear. They're not mitzarf with each other, like the Gemara says later. However, imagine if you have four tfachim of schach pasul, but there's avir right down the middle of your schach pasul, such that you have two tfachim schach pasul, paches mishloisha tfachim of avir, and then on the other side of the avir, you have another two tfachim of schach pasul. Toisvis is misupik if the two psulim are mitzarfin la'arba. Toisvis says one tzad, shema kiven the avir, mafsik ben tayim loy mitzarfi, or shema kiven the ein ba'avir, gimel mitzarfin. That's Toisvis' suffix. Reb Kiveger asks on the Toisvis. He says, I don't understand. One tefach really would passel a sukkah. Because remember, we're talking about that the tefach of Avir is going through and through from one end of the sukkah to the other end. And because of that, it really should be mafsik between the two parts of the sukkah and passel the sukkah. The only reason why we don't say that one tefach of Avir passels a sukkah is because the rule of Lavud. And even if, let's say, you have two tfachim of schach pasul, next to it there is two tfachim of avir, the reason why it's not pasul in such a case is because we consider the two tfachim of avir based on lavud as being filled up with schach kosher. Because we pretend like the schach kosher on the other side fills it up. But suppose, like in Toisus' case, you have two tfachim of schach pasul, another two tfachim of schach pasul on the other side of the avir, you have avir in the middle, there's no reason why that avir in the middle shouldn't pasul the sukkah by itself. Because if you're going to apply the principle of lavud, then it should be considered like it's filled up with schach pasul, and then you have a full shear of the dalat tfachim. So if you don't use lavud, then the avir should pasul by itself. If you do use lavud, then it should pasul midin schach pasul. Now Rabbi Kiveger says that I understand that I'm making an assumption. The assumption that Rabbi Kiveger is making is that the din, that avir, less than three tfachim, does not pasul in a sukkah, is only with the rule of lavud. And if you could eliminate lavud, then the avir will pasul, even though it's less than three tfachim. Rabbi Kiveger says, maybe you'll argue and say that the fact that avir doesn't pasul when it's less than three tfachim is not even because of lavud. You don't even need lavud for that. The reason why it doesn't pasul is because there's a shear. It's not chashiv enough when you have avir that's less than three tfachim and it doesn't have the ability to pasul the sukkah. He says you cannot say that because the Gemara later in Daf Yud Ches brings the machloikis whether yesh lavud be'emtza or ein lavud be'emtza. And it's mavur that lefi the man yomer who holds ein lavud be'emtza, that in the middle of a sukkah you cannot say lavud, that your sukkah is pasul, even though the avir is less than three tfachim. So you see that the fact that avir, paches mishloisha tfachim, doesn't pasul in a sukkah is only based on the rule of lavud and not because it's not a chash v'shir. Rabbi Kiveger adds that perhaps you'll tell me that la'olam, the reason why Avir Pachas Mishloisha Tfachim doesn't pasul in a sukkah is because it's not a chash v'shir and not because of the din of lavud. Why is it then that the Bad Yamar who holds Ein Lavud Be'emtza holds that the sukkah is pasul when it has less than three tfachim of Avir? He says maybe that's only by a sukkah ktana. When you have the exact shear of Hechsher Sukkah, you have Zayin al Zayin, and you have Pachas Mishloisha Tfachim of Avir, there, since you can't say Lovud, Lefidis Mandiyamar, Be'emtza, so you have a problem because you don't have enough Schach Kasher to Kasher your Sukkah. But La'olam the din of three Tfachim in a Sukkah Gedoyla, if it's less than three Tfachim, it wouldn't passel your Sukkah, even according to Mandiyamar, ain't Lovud Be'emtza. He says you can't say that either, because he says the din we know is that when you have schach pasul that's less than three tfachim, even in a sukkah ketana, which has the exact amount of tfachim that you need for a sukkah, zayin al zayin, we say that the schach pasul does not pasul the sukkah, because it's not big enough, it's not enough, it's not three tfachim wide, and therefore, even though you don't have a full zayin tfachim of schach kosher, it doesn't matter. And hu adin, we would say that if you had avir that was pachas mishloisha, If indeed there is no problem of avir when it's less than three tefachim, it wouldn't bother us in a sukkah ketana either. So al karchach says Reb Kreger, we've proven that the din of avir pachas mishloisha, the only reason why it doesn't pasul is because of lavud and not because it's lacking a shear. And any time that you cannot say lavud, avir would pasul even when it's less than three tefachim. In which case, we're back with our question. How could it be that in Tosis's case, the avir that's in the middle, that's in between the two tvachim of schach pasul on one side and the other two tvachim on the other side, you don't have lavud, because if you use lavud, then it's going to end up being schach pasul through and through. And since you don't have lavud, then the avir should pasul by itself. So in the Stipler in the Simen Yud Gimel, and also the Emek Bracha in his Simen on Sukkah in Ois Yud Ches, they both seem to say the same pshat. And that is that in reality, we do say lavud. And that's why the avir by itself doesn't pasul. So if we do say lavud, then why don't we say that there is now a shear of dal tfachim of schach pasul? The answer is that there are two ways to understand how lavud works. One way to learn is to understand that lavud considers the two sides as if they were niskarvo to each other. Says the Stipler that that's not the way that Tosfos sees Lavud according to this suffix. Because indeed, if you would look at the two sides of Schach Pasul as being Niskarvu to each other, then we have a full shear of four Tfachim of Schach Pasul. Rather, the din of Lavud is to consider the place of the Avir as if it was filled up. Now, inasmuch as we see it as it's filled up, we don't have Avir to Pasul. You'll ask, even so, if we consider it like it's filled up, it should be considered filled up with schach pasul. On that, we have the yisoid that ain lavud lahachmir. Like Tosfos says later, we don't say lavud lahachmir. That's why Tosfos says that if you don't have two tefachim of schach pasul on one side and two tefachim on the other side, suppose you only have one tefach on one side and one tefach on the other side, and this pachas mishloisha tefachim of avir. There, Tosfos says you for sure don't say that it's considered like you have a full four tefachim of schach pasul, because leir minin lavud lahachmir. So if you don't say lavud lahachmir, why is Tosfos mistapik in this case, where you do have two tefachim on one side, two tefachim on the other side? Why does Tosfos have a tzad to say that it would be pasul? The answer is that even though you don't say lavud lahachmir to consider it as if it's filled up with schach pasul, nevertheless, perhaps we would say that the lavud at least takes away the hefsik that the avir makes between the two chalakim of schach pasul. So the two tzadim in Tosfos are, on the one hand, maybe the fact that we do say lavud to get rid of the avir should make it as if there's no hefsik between the two tvachim on one side and two tvachim on the other side, and now it's considered like we have a full shear of four tvachim. Or do we say that although lavud helps me to make sure that the avir is considered nismale and therefore doesn't pose a problem, it's like you don't have avir here, nevertheless, as far as the hefsik is concerned, the two chalakim are not next to each other. Because, like we said from the Stipler and the Emek Bracha, that lavud doesn't make it like the two sides are niskarev to each other. Rav Eger obviously understood that through the din of lavud, it's considered closed up to the extent that it's like the two chalakim of the tzad of the schach pasul are considered next to each other, and thereby you have a full shear of four tefachim schach pasul. Now, as far as this actual shaila, whether lavud helps to make it considered totally closed up, or lavud is a din to be mekarev the two sides to each other, we find a discussion about this in the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tofra Reish Lamed Beis, Sifkat and Hay. Over there, the Magen Avraham actually asks, on the Tosfos that says later that when you don't have two tefachim on one side, two tefachim on another side, there we mentioned Tosfos says that you for sure don't say lavud to make it be considered like you have a full four tefachim of schach pasul. And the reason Tosfos says is because you don't say lavud lahachmer. Asks the Magen Avraham, if you don't say lavud lahachmer, then what was Tosfos' suffix earlier when you do have two tefachim on each side? Explains the Magen Avraham that over there, the din of lavud is to be mekarev the two sides to each other. And he says that type of lavud you do say lahachmer. The only lavud that you don't say lahachmer is the lavud that serves to close up the empty space in between. That type of lavud you don't say lahachmer to make it be considered that there is schach pasul in the middle. Because for that, you need a positive lovud, not a lovud that takes things away, but a lovud that fills things up. For that, you don't say a special din lovud lahachmir. However, in the Tosfos Safek, there is a tzad to say lovud lahachmir, because that lovud is not trying to fill things up and create something that is not. It's just being misalek, the avir that's in the middle. And make it be considered like the two tzadim are niskariv to each other. It happens that the Prima Gadim, in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, explains the Magen Avraham differently. He learns that be'emes, you do say lovud lahachmer even to close it up and to fill up the space that's in the middle, because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that it's considered kisasim. However, we don't say lahachmer that it should be considered kisasim with the same min that is on the two sides, which is chach pasul. Similarly, the Machzah Shekel in Siman Tavkuf Beis, the end of Sif Katan Tes, has the same way of understanding the Magen Avraham. It is Tzarech Bir, because any schach that's not schach kosher should be mitztarif with the schach pasul to pasul the sukkah. To say that we consider it as if it's closed up with schach kosher, it's very strange. Why would you say that? There's no schach kosher on either side of the avir. So that explanation of the Magen Avraham is tzarech bir. The Pashta explanation of Magen Avraham is, like we explained, that the Magen Avraham is explaining to us that you do not say lovad lahachmer when it's the geh, closing it up and making considered like it has a schach pasul inside, but we do say lovad lahachmer le'inyan, the idea of removing the avir and making the two sides be considered like the niskarev to each other. The psak halacha is that schach pasul is poisul be'emtza bedalut tfachim and min hatzad ba'arba ames, because you have doifen akuma. Even though this is machloikis, the Gemara brings down an amud beis, according to the shita of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shmuel held, like we just said, but Rav says, bein min hatzad, bein be'emtza ba'arba ames. Generally speaking, we paskin like Rav versus Shmuel be'isurei. When it's negeya isur v'heter, we pass like Shmuel by dini. When it's negeya dini momenis, but like Rav isuri. So why is it that we paskin over here like Shmuel that be'emtza it passes by arba tefachim and not b'dalet ames? So the Rif says a very simple reason. The first lashon on Amud Aleph was brought down b'shem Rabbanan de'bei Rav. So that means that we anyway have the shita of the Rabbanan de'bei Rav, that Rav's shita, according to them, is that schach pasul is only poisel on betzad bedalat ames, but be'emtza bedalat tfachim. So we're mitzarif that shita of Rav together with Shmuel, and we paskin therefore that it's already possible with dalat tfachim. Another reason that's given, and the Ritva brings this down, that when we have a shaila, which one of the two shitas of Rav to paskin like? Do you go Basar Amri de Bei Rav, or do you go Basar the Shita of Rav, the way it's brought down in Amud Beis? You go L'chumra, because it's Din Dairaisa. By Dairaisa, you go after the Machmer. Another reason, however, that the Ritva mentions, and this appears in the Ramban as well, that if you were to paskin, like the Lushin, the Lushna Basar, the one on Amud Beis that says Bedas Rav, that you need four Amis for Eschach Pasol to Pasol, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Minatzad, then it comes out that the din of Doifen Akuma is totally irrelevant. When do we ever say the din of Doifen Akuma? Bishlama, if you say that Tzchach Pasol is Paisel Be'emtza Bedalat Tfachim and Minatzad Bedalat Ames, so we understand that that's based on the din of Doifen Akuma. Really, Tzchach Pasol Pasels Bedalat Tfachim. The reason why Minatzad, you need four Ames, is because of the rule of Doifen Akuma, and we understand where we enact the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai called Doifen Akuma. And the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis actually said that where do we need the Hilchasa? Ki Asa Hilchasa is one of the things it says for Doifen Akuma and Lovud and Good Asik. So we know that the Gemara claimed that the din of Doifen Akuma is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But if you say that Tzchach Pasol is Poisel, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Menatzad, Bedalat Ames, so the din of Doifen Akuma is unnecessary, because it's going to be kosher even without the din of Doifen Akuma, since you don't have Dalat Ames. You need to have Dalat Ames in order to Pasol the Sukkah. Now the Pnei Yeshua brings down this Ritva and Ramban, and he says that that wouldn't be a good rationale to paskin that Tzchach Pasol is only Poisel Minatzad Bedalat Ames, but Be'emtza Bedalat Tfachim. The reason is, he says, because there is still, even according to the other Shita, that you need Bein Minatzad, Bein Be'emtza, you need Dalat Ames, there's still an application of the Din of Doifen Akuma. He says, because imagine if you have a Sukkah Gedoyla, and on one of the sides, starting from the Makom where the Tzchach begins, like right next to the doifin, you have seven amas full of schach pasul. He says, if you can enact the din of Doifin Akuma, then we would view four of those seven Amas as being part of your Doifin, and it would be not yet a full Dalet Amas of Schach Pasel, passeling your whole Sukkah. The remaining three Amas is not enough, because Schach Pasel requires four Amas. Bein Be'emtza, Bein Minatzat. Masha'enken, if you don't have the din of Doifin Akuma, then you cannot see this amount, the four Amas, as being part of your Doifin, and the whole Sukkah becomes Pasel. So therefore, he doesn't agree to this reason to Paskin like that Lashon. Now, why do the Ritva and the Ramban not agree with the Pnei Yeshua's Taina? I believe it's for a very simple reason. We already brought down the question that the Achronim asked, the Sfasem is the Aruch L'Ner, the Rishash on Daf Dalet. That even according to us, we paskin that Tzchach Pasel Be'emtza is Pasel B'dalet Tfachim. Why is it that whenever we talk about Doifin Akuma, we say that four Amis Pasels? We should say that it's not Pasel unless you have four Amis plus four Tfachim. Because after the four Amis of Doifin Akuma, you should be given up until four Tfachim of Tzchach Pasel. Why is it that we say that at the moment you have four Amis Menatzad, the Sukkah is Pasel? And we saw that the way they answer is that you don't have the right to split it up that way. Who told you to view it that way? Or perhaps that's exactly the way the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was said. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is said that when you have Menatzad more than four Amas, the Sukkah is no good. So the same exact thing would hold true, according to the Shita, that four Amas Pasels Bein Menatzad Bein Be'emtza, because you cannot say that you need eight Amas in order for a Sukkah to be Pasel. The Pnei Yeshua is assuming that according to that Shita, really in order to Pasel the Sukkah, you would need a full eight Amas. Four of those Amas would be seen as your Doifin, and the additional four Amas are Schach Pasel, which doesn't Pasel the Sukkah until it has four Amas. They obviously hold that that's not the way that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was given. And Bedasa Pnei Yeshua, yeah, you see that according to his Shita, that's really loyal, and you have to say that when the Gemara says that four Amas passels min hatzad, it doesn't mean only four Amas passels min hatzad. If you would have four Amas and less than four Tfachim, so altogether you could look at it like less than four Amas of Doifin and then less than four Tfachim of Schach Pasel, then the Sukkah will still be kosher. Rabba had asked the question to the Rabbanan de Bei Rav, who held that Schach Pasel Be'emtza is Pasel Bar Bar Tfachim, and he asked them, if you have Pachas Mi Dal Tfachim of Schach Pasel and Pachas Mi Shloshe Tfachim of Avir, the two together don't make the Sukkah Pasel. But if you're Malye B'Shpudin, if you fill up part of the Avir with Shpudin, such that now you have four Tfachim of Schach Pasel, so there it is, Pasel. And the question is, how could it be that Avir, which seems to be more Chomer, is not as bad as Schach Pasel? When you put in the Schach Pasel, it passels a Sukkah. But the Avir that was there before, which is more Chomer since it passels with less space, with three Tvachim, it still is not going to passel the Sukkah. And they turned around and told him, well, the same problem is true according to your Shita. You hold that Schach Pasel is Pasel by Arba Amis. And if you would have Pachas me Arba Amis of Schach Pasel, and Avir Pachas me Shloisha Tfachim, it would be Ksheira. Malya Bishpudim, you put in some Schach Pasel to be Mashlam to the Shear of Dalet Amis, and all of a sudden it becomes Pasel. So how could that be? Why is it that the Avir, which is more Chomer, is not functioning as much as the Schach Pasel? And Rabbi said, there's no comparison between my Shita and your Shita, because I hold that the Shear is Arba Amis. From the fact that it's Ba'arba Amis, you see that it's a special din of a Shear. So if you have a special Shear of Schach Pasel needs four Amis, you don't have that Shear. And it doesn't matter that there's Aver next to it, because the two have separate Shiurim, and therefore they're not mitzarif to each other. Masha Enkin, according to you, you learn that the din of Schach Pasel is Pasel Ba'arba Tfachim. The psul of Arba Tfachim shows that it's not a special shear, because Arba Tfachim is a universal symbol in all Dinei HaTorah for a makam chashuv. After all, as Rashi explains, it doesn't say in the Mishnah anything about Arba Tfachim, so it must be that you're getting it min hasvara, because b'chol makam chashuvim dal tfachim li is makam chashuv la'atzmoy. So if it's indeed because of a makam chashuv, and we look at the hefsik of Arba Tfachim as being enough of a mafsik in your sukkah to make it be considered like two sukkahs, and therefore it's pasul, the same thing should hold true when you have schach pasul and avir, and combined they have more than four tfachim, it should certainly pasul the sukkah. And to put it in Lashon of the Gemara, l'ditchuda amrisu shir mishum haflaga mali ispalig b'schach pasel mali ispalig b'schach pasel va'avir. As far as the distancing of the two halakim of your sukkah is concerned, it shouldn't make a difference if what's creating that distance is schach pasel alone or schach pasel together with avir. And this Gemara is really a pella, because whatever happened to Lavud? We know that when you have pachas mishloshet tfachim of avir, it gets closed up because of lavud. So if you have pachas mi arba tfachim of schach posel next to pachas mishloshet tfachim of avir, the pachas mishloshet tfachim of avir should be considered like it's fully closed up with schach kosher, and then you only have pachas mi arba tfachim of schach posel. So what does he mean that mishum haflago we should be mitzaref the two? So I believe you see from here a big yesoid in the din of avir gimel. Three tfachim of avir has two problems with it. Avir is a poisel and avir is a mafsik. A poisel means that there's something wrong with the avir itself. Like we know, you cannot sleep under three tfachim of avir. There's no schach kosher there. But aside from being a poisel, it itself has a problem. It's also a mafsik, meaning it's marchik, the two chalokim of the sukkah. They're too far away from each other. Now, in an ordinary case where you have pachis, mishloisha tfachim of avir, we use the rule of lavud to make it that the avir is not a poisel. Kaman d'Malya says that the fact that ordinarily avir has a problem in and of itself, we don't look at it like the avir is there. However, as we mentioned earlier, we do not use lavud to say that it's as if the two sides are next to each other. Which is why Tosfos was mistapik about when you have two tfachim of schach pasul and then pachas mishloisha of avir in the middle and then another two tfachim of schach pasul. We don't say al yidei lavud that it's considered like the two chalakim are next to each other. So why is it that when you have pachas mishloisha tfachim in between your schach kosher, why is the sukkah still kosher? Eina chenami, lavud says that it's not a poisel, but why doesn't it function as a mafsik? The teretz is because they're not far away enough from each other. The two chalokim of your sukkah are close enough to each other that we do not see pachas mishloisha tfachim of avir as enough of a mafsik. However, if the pachas mishloisha tfachim of avir is next to schach pasul, that's pachas me'arba, you have enough of a mafsik. And that's what the Gemara means, that mishum haflaga, when you're dealing with the merchak between the two chalakim of your sukkah, you can be mitzaret the schach pasul and the avir to be considered enough of a merchak. Because the shita that holds that schach pasul is poisel be'emtza barba tfachim gets that shear because we assume that it's enough of a mafsik. So Ein Achanami, Lovud would help us to say that the Aver in and of itself is not problematic, but the Aver can be mitzaref to the Schach Posel in terms of its being a mafsik. The Gemara answered back on the Taina that Rabbah asked, that even according to you, Rabbah, that you need four Amis of Schach Posel to Pasel, and it's Loi Shavu Shiurayu, but in a Sukkah Ketana, it is Shavu Shiurayu, because in a Sukkah Ketana, Schach Posel does Pasel B'Shloisha Tvachim. And as the Gemara explains, why does schach pasul pasul in a sukkah ketana? If it's zayin al zayin, it pasuls b'shloishet tfachim because you do not have shiura the sukkah. Now the question is, if it's true that there's a problem that you don't have shiura the sukkah because you need to have a full zayin al zayin of schach kosher, then schach pasul should pasul even with less than three tfachim in a sukkah ketana. Now, Rabbi Kiveger, in the same piece that we mentioned earlier on Tosfos and Amud Aleph, addresses this question. Why is it that in a sukkah ketana, we don't say that schach pasul pasuls with less than three tfachim? And he responds by saying, do not say that that is because we say lavud, because we don't say lavud when it's schach pasul. You don't say lavud by avir. Rather, he says the reason why schach pasul doesn't pasul less than three tfachim is because it's not a chashuv enough of a shir. So, le'inyan hechshir sukkah, it doesn't bother us that when there's pachas mishloisha tfachim. Now, the assumption that he's making, that you'd never say lavud by a schach pasul, is debatable. Tosfos in Daf Yud Tesamid Alf, the Barmascha Lo Yehei, does say this. However, the Rashba in Erevin Daf Ches says that even on Schach Posel, you say Lavud. The Prima Gadim in Simen Shin Samach Gimel proves this as well from Rashi on Daf Dalet. So according to those Shittas, it's possible that the reason why in a Sukkah Ketana, Schach Posel doesn't Posel when it's less than three Tfachim is simply because of Lavud. This may be, by the way, the Yisoid of the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos Daf Yud Tes, when you have Schach Posel that's less than Gimel Tfachim, according to Tosfos, you're not allowed to sleep under that Schach Posel. And it's not the same as Avir, that's Pachas Mishloisha Tfachim, that you're allowed to sleep under it, because over there you say Lavud. But by Schach Posel, Tosfos holds you don't say Lavud. However, Rashi holds that you are allowed to sleep under the Schach Posel that's Pachas Migimel Tfachim. And the Ritva explains over there in Shittas Rashi that you say Lavud. So essentially, we have two shittas explaining why it is that tzchach posel, that's pachas mishloisha tfachim, will not posel in a sukkah ketana. According to the way the Reb Kiveger is explaining, and you have to say that lafi the shittas that hold that you do not say lavud with regards to tzchach posel, the reason is because it's simply not chashuv enough, and therefore to posel the zayin al zayin, we don't care about it. However, according to shittas Rashi and the Rashban Erevin, it's because you do say lavud. Now the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Bei Sifkat and Gimel says that even when you have a sukkah that has 9.5 tfachim, could be nifseles through Gimel tfachim of schach pasul min atzad. Because the moment you remove the schach pasul, you do not have a shear of a hechsher sukkah. Because if you subtract the 3 tfachim, then you're left with less than zayin tfachim. The Elya Rabbah asks on him that if you would look at the shear of zayin tfachim and isolate zayin tfachim of your sukkah, which is the shear hechsher sukkah, you do not have 3 tfachim of schach pasul. And we know that when you have a sukkah ketana of zayin tfachim, if you have less than 3 tfachim of schach pasul, we said it doesn't pasul. So this kasha of the Elya Rabbah, first of all, is only a kasha according to Reb Kiveger's understanding, that this shear of less than 3 tfachim of schach pasul is not chashuv enough, doesn't bother us. Because if the reason is, because the way we explain Alpi Rashi and the Rashba, that it's because you say lavud, well, since there are 3 tfachim of schach pasul together, you do not say lavud. However, even according to Reb Kiveger's pshat, we could answer the Elya Rabbah's question with the yisoy that we said earlier, that we do not split things up. Even though it's true that the shear of less than 3 tfachim of schach pasul doesn't pasul, it's not chashiv, but we don't use the imagination and say, let's isolate the shear zayin al zayin and say that within that shear zayin al zayin, you don't have enough schach pasul. We look at the whole picture, just like we explained when you have Dalet Amis of Doifen Akuma and next to it Pachas Mi Dalet Tfachim of Schach Pasul, we don't say that we just imagine that part of it is considered Doifen and the rest of it is considered Schach Pasul. So too over here, we don't say let's isolate this part and say that within the Zayin al Zayin that's there, you don't have enough Schach Pasul to Pasul. We don't say that. We say you look at it as a whole sukkah of Tes Tfachim Umechza, and within that Tes Tfachim Umechza, there is 3 Tfachim of Schach Pasul to Pasul.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.